You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come home around back, Arizona. 8 o'clock hour, the outdoor living hour, third Saturday of the month. We are in the nursery, in the garden, talking all the things you can plant, eat, grow. Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice is in the studio with us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Belated happy birthday to Arizona. Happy Valentine's Day. All of that.
You know, Rosie, I had to save for the next hour, but I guess while you're in two and you brought up Valentine's Day, you know, we don't make a big deal about it. One, I'm horrible with holidays and birthdays and everything. And I can tell because the price tag is still on this. Amanda spent a dollar on me.
Nice.
On this, but this was kind of fun.
It's a thought that counts.
It's a book of love coupons. Have you ever got a book of love coupons?
No.
30-minute massage. Wow. Saving that one.
Good luck.
An afternoon adventure. A picnic in the park.
All right. Oh, that's a great idea.
I thought that was quite fun. But we're here to talk about gardening. And I guess what brought that up is in the back, there's blank notes.
Okay.
So could you use this, plant the tomatoes?
Yeah, could you please get those planted this
week? Weed
today?
The garden.
Speaking of weeds.
I love you too.
There are and are going to be a lot of weeds this spring.
Oh, man.
They've already started, and as soon as it warms up just a little bit, look out, baby.
Oh, my goats are on overtime right now.
Yeah.
And my bush hog getting hooked up this afternoon.
But, you know, we are in that magic time right now, middle of February. It's just, if you aren't thinking about planting something, you should be, and if you should quit thinking about it and get out and do it, It's time. I think we had a pretty hard freeze about a week ago, but I think we're typically done with that. I was with the guy yesterday, said we had a little frost next week last year, about the 20th of February, but it was just a frost, and you know, the hard stuff's done. So if you've got some damage at your house, start watching for the new growth to occur. Once you start seeing new growth on things like bougainvilleas and lantanas that got maybe zinged a little bit by the cold weather, it's a good time to start pruning that stuff back. If you haven't pruned your rose bushes back yet, hurry. You should have that done. Should have had it done by now. It's not too late, though. You can still do it. Fruit trees the same way. Not citrus fruit trees. We're talking deciduous fruit trees. Time to get those finished up and pruned. And then it's just time to dig in and start planting. Anything from, you know, geraniums to tomatoes to peppers to shade trees, you name it. It's about time you can do about anything. And fertilizing, let's not forget, one of the days we use to remind ourselves to fertilize, especially citrus trees. So Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. So there's enough there to spark a few phone calls, hopefully, and we can talk about gardening. But weeds, seriously, if you want to keep on top of them, if you didn't use pre-emergent or it wasn't, you know, strong enough or whatever, and you got some weeds coming up, it's a lot easier to control them while they're small than it is when they're big. So if you catch them while they're little, you can even just pull them. It doesn't take, you know, that much effort to even pull them up. So stay on top of them. Don't let them become because even if you do something with them when they're big, then you got a lot of stuff you got to do something with. You know, so piles and piles of green material that you have to, you know, figure out what to do. So keep on them. Get that flamethrower out there.
Amen.
Flamethrower, goat, bush hog. We got a little drag by Done Right. Have you seen that brand? It's a nice.
I have. So on carts or some garden carts or something.
This is a disc drag dad got us for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago as a Christmas gift. And we hooked that up to the quad. And every time rains, drag the ground. And it keeps the weeds down where we can get it. We can't obviously get it to every place.
Right.
But they also have, they've got a lot of great stuff. The next thing, they've got a wood chipper that you hook up to the back of your tractor on a three-point.
On the three-point,
so as you're, as I'm trimming the orchard, I'll be able to just put those,
ooh, whoosh,
whoosh, nice, mulch it right back onto the ground.
Yeah.
And
that'd come in handy.
I'll tell you, you were talking about weeds. For those of you listening, I have declared war on spurge within my property lines.
Okay.
I'm just not going to tolerate it. It almost being in the hospital, I was overrun with it this last summer.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I've already had Ray Lopez out. And I give this whole lot spurge aside. Whatever you got to do. He says, well, it's probably going to take a couple of hits. I said, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. We are not going to have any spurge on this property. And if you want to fight it, you got to start fighting it now.
Yeah, so we're at a great time to put pre-emergent down again, early spring, and then probably again before the monsoons hit, I would recommend it. Because that's when the spurge really, I mean, if you think you got it,
man.
And then the monsoons hit, and you're like, whoop, I didn't have it. Because it loves that hot, humid weather.
Man.
Just loves it. So, yep, stay on top of it.
And you had mentioned the spurring calls. We've got Robbie and Mesa we'll get to in just a moment at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can send text to 411-923 or email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need a little help with the plant or insect identification. You can send those images to info@rosieonthehouse.com. What gardening-wise... Not quite planting season, but we've got time coming up for our spring, don't we?
Well, I would get tomatoes in the ground for sure. I mean, you know, I brought some home the other day.
From seed or as starters?
No, from starters. You're too late from seed, really, quite honestly. Tomatoes, one of those things you almost got to cheat just a little bit on the frost. Ideally, first week into February, second week, Valentine's Day. You know, if you wait till the last possible frost-free date to plant your tomatoes, you're going to be way too late. This is prime tomato planting. Peppers, you got a little more time on peppers, but I'd be getting those in. Probably a little cooler early yet for cucumber, squash, you know, those guys. But you probably still have lots of stuff on your winter garden. The conundrum is space for me. It's like, okay, I still got all of this leafy stuff and it's looking great and will continue to look great. Where do I find room for, you know, the summer stuff? And so you've got to start kind of transitioning that. But this is probably, if I was going to pick one weekend to plant tomatoes, this would probably be it.
Ooh, that's a good heads up.
Yeah. And that is one of my goals this year is... We haven't had a garden for a couple of years just with the age of the kids and our rodeo schedule, but a spring garden, and we've wanted to do this. I'm not much on, like, gadgets and stuff, but when it comes to the kitchen and processing and food, that Lehman's catalog is dangerous for me. And they've got this processor that when you get your combination right of peppers and onions and tomatoes, you just put it all in this funnel and crank it, and it spits out your salsa. The
salsa's done.
Yes.
Nice.
So homegrown salsa is our goal for summertime
What are we going for breakfast?
my goal is simple. The last time we had tomatoes, I figured they cost me $64 a piece.
Well, yeah, that's about right.
I just want to beat that bin. I just want to get a $60 tomato. That's my goal.
Well, that's no. If anybody ever told you to grow a garden to save money, you know, don't ever take any advice from them ever again, because it isn't going to work.
Well, you're...
It's like going hunting or fishing. You know, that venison steak cost you about $700 a pound.
Oh, man.
That Alaskan salmon was. By the time you get your airfare back. But you got to, there's no factor on quality of life and what that garden and quality of life brings. You know, you can't factor money into that.
Well, flavor. Just all of that and going, and I don't know, just especially now that the days are getting a little longer, right? That you get home and it's not pitch black and you don't get up in the morning. So you can actually get home from work and, you know, kind of go out there and maybe have an adult beverage or iced tea or something, and you walk around and
water the garden. And, I love picking mint and dropping in that tea.
There's just something about surveying your kingdom as you get your 10x10 garden, you know. But, you know, that's just therapeutic at the end of the day when you get home.
And you, there's, like you said, there's no price for that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So now's the time for tomatoes. Hold off on cucumbers still.
I would say 1st of March is kind of cucumbers, melons, squashes. I mean, you could still do it. You still have time to do those from seed if you want to do those from seed, certainly.
That's another thing I completely failed at. There's nobody in the house that doesn't like pickles. A jar of pickles open doesn't last 5 minutes. We tried our own. We're a long way from Velasic.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's fun to try.
Mount Olive, they got it down. We are a long way from figuring that recipe out.
there isn't anything that's not good pickled, though, I don't think. So if you could figure out how to do it, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, we're in the throes of starting the spring/summer vegetable garden. You know, winter flowers are still going strong, so you don't need to worry about switching any of that out yet. But there's just about nothing you can't do in the garden right now.
And we'll get to Robbie and Mesa right after this. Texts are coming in as well. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.